I don't think we did Aloha yet. No, we did, I know we didn't do Aloha.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's... We did Aloha Dal. That was the one with the whole Gerson mess up.
Yeah.
That was the last thing we did. So after Aloha Hay, which is on... This is, it's not Chav... Chav Gimlav. Okay. Einosim, it's actually very easy stuff tonight. Einosim, Lola Bayer, the Lola Baal, you can't give Per Shemitah as wages to a buyer. Now, the Gemara, even though the Mishnah says a buyer, the buyer means somebody who draws water from the well. It's going to be evident, self-evident from the Gemara, that the Gemara did not have the words Lola Bayer in the Mishnah. Okay, so this appears here, but the Gemara did not have it, and that we'll see in a minute. Lola Bala, nor to a bathhouse keeper. Lola Sapar, nor to a barber. Lola Sapar, nor to a sailor. One cannot give Per Shemitah as wages to any of these artisans. Avonosin hula bayer lishtos, you can give to a person who's bringing up well water from you, so you can bring him the, you can give him the you can give him the water to drink, which I assume means that you can give him not water, because water doesn't have peir shemitah iser, but rather wine to drink as he's pulling up the stuff from the well. To all these individuals, if you give a peir shemitah as not as wages, but rather as a gift, so you're allowed to give a gift from shemitah fruit. Now, see, he obviously didn't have those words in our Mishnah, so he inserts in the Mishnah that you can't give peir shemitah as wages to a mevayer, to a person who's giving you water from the well. Now the Gemara is going to continue assuming that the Mishnah has a reason in front of us does not have the words Lola Bayar, and therefore the Gemara goes on to have a discussion which can only be understood in light of that phenomenon. There's a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Over there, which is in the Tosefta, he says you can use Shemitah fruit to acquire water and salt. Here he says you cannot give the person who brings you water from the well Shemitah fruit as his wages. So it's a contradiction. Can you give it for water or not? Rabbi Yossi said, Ma pligi, no. Where does Rabbi Yossi argue and say that you cannot give water to the person who brings the water up from the, cannot give peir shemitah as wages? The person who brings water up from the well, b'shel tashmisho, when he's bringing the water up from the well to irrigate your fields, or such like. Avo b'shtia, but he's giving you the water in order for you to drink. Av Rabbi Yossi moided the shari, even Rabbi Yossi concedes you can give him wages from peir shemitah. Have a man tana of a nosin or barlish. If that's the case, so who is the tana of our Mishnah again? Assuming the words Lola Bayer do not appear in our Mishnah, who is the tana that you can give the person who draws water up from the well to drink from Peir or Shemitah? So it says, well, Rabbi Yossi, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. It's going like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that when he's bringing up the water from the well for you to drink. Now I understand. I read the Mishnah wrong. Avonaisin lebayar lishtos means when the seifa, when it says in the Mishnah you give the buyer to drink, it means when the buyer is bringing up the water for you to drink. Not you give him peir shemitah to drink, but the buyer is bringing up the water for you to drink from, so then you can pay him in that case. And that's like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi sort of draws a distinction that the way he's bringing the water up for irrigation, you can't pay him. But where he's bringing the water up for the purpose of drinking, then you can pay him. Rabbi Yossi. So that's one opinion, okay, that Rabbi Yossi draws that distinction. Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi, the time of Rabbi Yossi Bar Zavda, the Amoira. He says, Divra Koli, everybody agrees. There's no concept. There's no Tanu does not agree with this dichotomy. It's MS. Everybody agrees to this. Kalod and Kalabema, depending on whether it's going for a human being or a animal. In other words, when can you give a buyer to, when are you paying with payer shmita? When he's giving you the water for your own personal drinking. When can you not pay a buyer from payer shmita? When he's bringing up the water for an animal to drink. Okay? Tanya, now we're going to go off on a tangent here. Tanya, we learned to write so. Maya Chobnei here, a spring, she belongs to people in the city. Heim Vacher. They draw their water from that well or that spring, and others draw their water from that spring. People of another city. Heim Kolam Achem, since the spring springs up in their city, they have first dibs on the well, on the spring. Achem with Behemtam. What if other people from other cities want to drink from that spring water, but they have animals which they want to give this water to drink? So Achem Kolam Behemtam. In that case, they have to allow the other human beings to take precedence over their own animals. Kvisos and v'chayachirim, what if they have laundry to do, and other people have the need the water in other cities require the water for their basic sustenance? So says one, kvisos and kodemes l'chayachirim. Their laundry comes over the other city's drinking supply. Where is it going to explain that? Vein Tzorach Lomar, it goes without saying that Kvisos and Kvisos Acherim, we're talking about their own laundry and laundry the other city, Kvisos and Kodemis, their laundry takes precedence. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yehuda said, Mantan Kvisos Chai Nefesh, who says that laundering has an element of actual, you know, life support, and therefore their laundry can take precedence over the basic drinking water of another city? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. This is a great look, Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya we learned, ain't no steam mehen, one cannot get used per shmita fruit, lo le mishra, not for soaking flax or whatever, and lo le kvisa, nor for the purpose of using in order to make a wash. Rabbi Yossi matir b'shekvisa. Rabbi Yossi says, you can use shmita fruit in order to make a wash, in order to do laundry. Miklava shitasi. Rabbi Yossi. So this is a contradiction to Rabbi Yossi Shita in other places, because Tamanu Omer, in another place he says, which is in the Dorim, that Ein Rechitza Chai Nefesh, that your bathing is not considered to be an essential component of human life support. Because Omer HaKvisa Chai Nefesh, you're saying that laundry is, so I reconcile those two opinions. Omer Rabbi Mona said, no, these opinions are reconcilable. A person can make do, literally roll around without washing. A person can make do without washing his clothes. So it seems like if you don't wash your clothes, they get germs of some sort and they make you sick. So therefore, it's more important to wash your clothes than it is to wash your body. And by extension, we say that it's more important for you to have the wherewithal to wash your clothes as opposed to the next city down the line having the wherewithal for them to actually have basic water for their drinking supply.
He was not an istanis. He didn't mind to not be
clean. Well, he was a quasi istanis because he minded his begotten not being clean. Right. Now, really off on a tangent, Yehuda Ish Hutzi, Yehuda from the town of Hutzi, Avi Tamir, Tami Rimarita, he secluded himself in a cave, Tlosi Yomit, for 3 days. Boil maker Hadley told me he wanted to find, literally means to understand the logic, but here it means wanted to find the source in a pasuk. How do we know that the drinking supply of this city, where the spring comes out of the ground, takes precedence over another city? At the end of 3 days, he came up empty handed. So he came to Rabbi Yossi ben Chavil Chalafta. Who's the town of Rabbi Yossi? Amalei, so he said, "Hey, Navisa, where were you?" Amalei, so he said, "Avidis to Tami or Bimarta Tlosi Yomer. I was in seclusion in a cave for 3 days. Voila Mekam Al Hadin Tami. I wanted to know the pasuk from where we learn. Minayin Shachay Ir Azukom Lechay Ircher. That if a spring comes out of my city, in our city, that we get the water supply first over the next city." Kogel Rabbi Vardimas Berei. Do you have Vardimas?
Yeah.
So Rabbi, so.
Avi Rudimus.
Okay, same idea. Yeah. So he called Rabbi Vardimus' son, Amarlay, and he said, Rabbi Yitzchak said to his son, Rabbi Vardimus, Agiv Lain Tama, respond what the pasuk is. We know that the life tree, the drinking supply of city one, where the spring comes out of the ground, takes precedence over the drinking supply of city two. On our way, Sarah Vadimah said, there's a pasuk. Tiyena ha'orim ha'ela. What do you have next?
Tiyena ear v'ear.
Okay, so he adds in the end of the pasuk. I'm not sure why. But tiyena ha'orim ha'ela, ear v'ear, umigroshes v'osea. Let these cities be, it's a pasuk of Yeshua, let these cities be, each city and its open space around it. And we dashen tiyena as tichyena year v'year. Let each city survive independently, right? V'acharkach, and only after each city survives does it distribute the water then to migrosheh, to its open space, and svivoseh, acharkach migrosheh, svivoseh, the open space, or the surrounding environs, only subsequently. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta said, Man garam lach, who caused you not to know this pasuk? So he said this to Yudah Yishutzi, the loyal Lapdim Chaberach. You should learn with a Chavrusa. In fact, you didn't learn with Chavrusa, is what deprived you from the wherewithal to perceive that this pasuk is the basis for the halacha. Okay? Says the mission further.
You know, the Bible uses a Hayacha Kodmin on just a spur. You know, of course, it's obviously a different case. We're talking about Rode for something.
Right,
But they don't resort to a pasuk. I mean, here they have to resort to a pasuk versus a tzadah svar.
But there, in the famous case, it's all about where the water belongs to you. You have a canteen in the desert. Here the water doesn't belong to the city because it's, you know, it's watershed water. So it could be that there's a difference. Perhaps not, but it could be there's a difference. Okay. Halachavot. Tainim shel shmita. One is allowed to harvest during Shemitah, but ein kol timasam mukta. One is not allowed to dry them in the normal place, which is called the mukta. Avokotosam mukharva, but you can now dry them in an empty, ruined area, meaning with a shinui. To dry them in some other place where you normally don't do it. Ein dorchenovim begas. One is now allowed to press grapes in a normal wine press. But you can press them in a large bowl. You can't press olives in a normal press with a normal beam. But you can crush the olives and then put them into a small press, which is called the bodido, whatever. And that way you can be able to say the halacha of Shemitah and at the same time get some usage of your fruit in the normal way. Rabbi Shimon Omer, of talking over Beis Abad, you can even grind the olives in the olive press, as long as the actual pressing is done with the shinui. Yeah, you don't have that?
No.
Okay, so I have Rabbi Shimon Omer, of talking over Beis Abad, Machlis Abod, you can even grind in the normal press. And then, however, afterwards, you have to put it into a small press to finish up the job. Okay? I'm surprised I don't have it. No, it's not on the Gemara. Okay, maybe you'll have it later on. Says Gemara for a says Gemara. Ksiv. It says, Esfir tzircho lo siktor. You should not harvest that which grows wild in your field during the Shemitah year. Aktir kederach akotrim lo. This you learn only that the normal type of harvest is forbidden, but not a harvest with a shinui. Rav Hila said, "Imenu l'sficha iser." We're not talking about the svichim which are forbidden to harvest on Shemitah because they grew in a field on Shemitah year. Imenu l'sficha iser was going on svichim which are permissible, meaning that they grew mostly in the sixth year. So, nonetheless, it says when you harvest them, you have to harvest them with a shinui. Rav Mona said, This is necessary only to speak about when they grew on their own. You might say since they grew on their own, they're permissible even without any type of shinui. One can harvest in a normal fashion. That's what it says. That's why you have to tell us. That's author. To harvest, then I should have to process any of the stuff in the normal fashion. You have to do a shinui on it. Tanim, listen to the braisa. your Los Ictor, the wild growth of your harvest. You should not harvest during Shemitah. That's in vain Israel Los Ictor, and the wine also you should not press. Mina Shomer Baretz Yeta Boter. What does it mean? You're not allowed to harvest that which was kept by the owner. Because during Shemitah, everything is supposed to be hefker, right? So anything the owner safe kept, you're not allowed to harvest. But you're allowed to harvest in a normal fashion that you're taking from hefker. Now getting back to what we began with, what does it mean now to harvest in the normal fashion? We said, Tame shel shviyis, the figs of shviyis, when you dry them, you're not allowed to dry them in normal fashion in some sort of designated area. But you can do it in any ruin, anywhere which is ad hoc available. One is not allowed also to press grapes in a grape press. Avodore chubarei will be allowed to press the grapes in a large mixing bowl. Venosim zeisim beisabat could be. One is not allowed to make olives in the normal olive press, which is sometimes called the beisabat, or there's another name called the could be. I assume they're somewhat different. Well, this is my right that they're somewhat different because the rabbis are matir to crush them in kutbi. So here we see that the kutbi can't be the same as a beis habad. Rabbi Yochanan Ori Leiland Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan Paschal for those of the members that asked Rabbi Yanai after Rabbi Yanai had died, Litchon Berechayim, that they're allowed to grind the grain on Shvi'is, Rabbi Shimon, the lasos bekutfi, but on the other hand, he ruled like a Lakula, like Rabbanon, which is that one is allowed to get involved in pressing one's date olives, even in a regular olive press called a kutvi. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Hore, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin Elaine, the Rabbi Yanai, to those people who pressed olives in Rabbi Yanai's household, lo yilu notlim badeim b'scharan. You don't have that, right?
We have notlim schar badeim.
Schar badeim, yes, badeim b'scharan. Shemen. So what it means is the badeim, shlo yilu notlim badeim, the olive pressers should not take their wages in oil. Why shouldn't they take their wages in oil? Because oil has klusha shviyas, so you're not allowed to use it to pay obligations. Elamos, they have to use money. Tani learned tachamochin vakatofin, donkey drivers and the porters. Choleisim shviyas, anybody who produces on shviyas, schon shviyas. If you pay them with shvita fruit, you become shmita. Rabbi Zira said, "Payros hetri masdisa." This price is even talking about a case where you're paying off the guy with fruit which is mutter. The Kavanaki says even before beer. Maus scharon shvius. So what are you supposed to do? The fact that the wages are shmita. Shunotli machu osim scharon b'shvius. Scharon shvius. So we have to say that they do get paid out for their work, but in order to give them, must be given to them as a gift, not as an actual wages, because if it's given as wages, then it is forbidden to do so. Why is it forbidden to do so if it's given as actual wages? Because of the Takana the Rabbanan, right? Rabbanan said you're not allowed to give Pirush Mita as wages. But here it's about a case where you gave them as a gift. That's okay. Not making myself clear. You gave Per Shmita as wages, that's prohibited. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to pay an artisan, a craftsman, a worker with Per Shmita. But you can give him a gift to Per Shmita. That's okay. So as we're saying here, you can't give the Badotim, the olive pressers, wages in Shmita fruit, but you can give them a gift of Shmita fruits. Okay, that's not prohibited in the prohibition the Torah gave of Schora. Okay? This is all assuming, by the way, that never mind. Says my father, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'mekatfei." You have the place?
Yeah.
I skipped.
I skipped.
V'had or Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan passed me, the Beit Rabbi Yana, those of it from Nazar Rabbi Yana, Shelo you nothing but the Emschar, but the Emschar, Shemen, Elamos. He said that they can't take as a reward oil, only money. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, all read long that he passed him like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. So this is talking about the way the Kavanoki points out, name of the Rav Fulda. Yushami knew somehow or another that Rabbi Yochanan had asked the people in the house of Rabbi Yana to pay the olive pressers with whatever, payer Shemitah, even if the olive pressers knew it was a gift. Even if they knew it was a gift and not wages. So he's saying that they were, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemi, were Machmir, and we know Paschal like them. As long as they assume it's a gift, it's permissible for them to take.
There's no Marasayan issue here?
No Marasayan issue. I don't know why not, but there isn't. Okay? You know what? I'm tired enough tonight that I'm going to stand up. Okay, hopefully I'm falling asleep. Amar Rabbi Hilo. B'mekatfe.
Let me just turn this on. Let's go and prepare the Bavli for tomorrow morning.
All right. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Hilo. Rabbi Hilo said, B'mekatfe perus aver himas nisa. Rabbi Hilo said that our mission is talking about guys who are bringing in fruit which is perus aver. Now this is fruit saying which is mana beer is already passed and nobody's done beer on them. So therefore this is fruit in which Aveira was done. Maus Khan Shmita, so what does it mean when it says their reward their wages are Shemitah? It means that their wages are Osir. It's not that they have Kedusha Shmita, it's that their wages are Osir. A person works in Yain Nesach to help people who are producing Yain Nesach. Knas Kinsum, we find them that they lose any profits. The Kok Knas Kinsum here too, we find them that to lose any possible wages they could have made by dealing with the Shemitah fruit, which is also. Now, a couple of things we want to sum up here, which are that, first of all, nowadays we try and avoid the whole problem of Osir fruit and Musar fruit by a device we'll see later in the Mishnah, later on the Masechta, although somewhat obliquely, called Otsar Basting. That means that no individual actually grows the fruit. The fruit is being grown by Basedin. Every individual who grows is an agent of Basedin. In that case, it's possible that there is no issue of Shomur, and there is no issue of Biur. We don't know that yet. But that's the ad that we're going to speak about later. In that case, the Chazon Ish said not only is the Otsar Basting permissible, but in that case you can even work the harvest in the normal fashion that the harvest is harvested. In other words, for instance, the Chazon Ish brings down that you can press the olives in an olive press, a normal olive press, and the grapes in a normal grape sort.
Grape press sounds good to me.
Grape press? You know, where they step with their feet on the... So you can even use that because the Otsar Basting overcomes the problem of Shemitah.
So that sounds like Mechiras
Chametz? Yeah, but it still has Kedusha Shemitah.
Yeah.
It still has Kedusha Shemitah. It doesn't overcome the Shemitah problem altogether.
Okay.
What it just means is that one doesn't have to make the Shinuyim, which one would have to make in one's own fruit in order to be able to harvest it. Okay, those shouldn't we have to make because it's not, in order to demonstrate it's not really a fruit, but it's not really anybody's fruit. It's
when
basically
they have
fruit.
Mechira after Shemitah.
Yeah.
It belongs to an Arab, but it's still in Eretz Yisrael proper.
As a matter, there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. According to those holding the Het Mechira works, there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. There is one other thing which is interesting, which he brings down here, the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Badatz. If you have stuff which grew during Shemitah, which is not Svichim, so you can eat it, but it was Shomor. The owner was not properly mafkirit. So the Chazon Ish holds b'di'evid, you can eat it.
The Badatz Yerushalayim holds by the Eved, you can't eat it. It's absolutely also because it was, you didn't keep the mitzvah of Shemitah to be mafkaret. So this is a controversy which still, so to speak, rages nowadays. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halacha Zayin. Eim of Ashlim Yerek Shal Shviyas B'Shem and Shul Truma. One is not allowed to cook a vegetable of Shemitah in Truma oil because it's going to ruin, I shouldn't say ruin, it's going to curtail the amount of time one has to eat the Truma. Why is that? Why is it going to curtail? Because there's a amount of beer, that's right. Because at some point you're going to have to renounce it from your house. So therefore, what is right? So one is therefore not allowed, in order not to cause the loss of the truma, one is not allowed to cook a regular vegetable in truma oil during Shemitah. The shaloi v'en de psul, nor that it shouldn't come with de psul, because obviously the time of beer, everything which is around, it's got to be eradicated. Rav Shimon said it's permissible. Okay? Now it's a little bit complicated here, the Gemara. Very little complicated, but a little bit. Tavati, we looked over there. Uvekulon, by all karbanos, hakwanim, rashoim, kohanim are permitted, lashanos, bachilosim, to vary the way they eat it. Ulochon tsuim, with the karbanos roasted, shluikim, highly cooked, rushoim, less cooked, lita into chatavli, chulin. They can put into the karbanos herbs of chulin and the tavle truma, also herbs of truma, which our Mishnah would seem to prohibit, because our Mishnah holds that if you put mix shemitah with truma, so you're going to curtail the amount of time the truma is edible. Certainly over there by karbanos, where you only get to eat the whole time, maximum 2 days and one night, it's going to curtail the permissibility to eat the truma, so therefore there should be a problem. So the more that's the Rabbi Shimon. Meir, it's actually Bryce is still speaking. Meir, lo itin l'tocha to'avlin shel truma. One cannot put the truma spices into the mixture. Shlovi lo yavitz the truma de'psul, nor that shouldn't make the truma no good. Because again, you'll get 2 days and one night. Asya chida dehacha. That means that our Mishnah, which is an individual Mishnah, means Rabbi Shimon who said it's permissible. Kistama tamon is like the Stam Mishnah over there, where the Stam Mishnah says that one is allowed to put in truma spices into the roast beef. Now, it's a very important thing to realize here, which is that if you look, take a look a line or two back, you see Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Do you see that? You see that?
Yeah.
This one didn't have those lines. Okay? That's why we say, Asi Yechidah, the Shita Asiyachid in our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Shimon, Acha, Kistam Adaman is like the Stam Mishnah over there, where there's no attribution over there, where it says the same thing. Meaning that in that case, we say that, which one doesn't have Rabbi Shimon?
Well, Rav Shimon is actually, our Gemara has it as both. But we have
Rav
Shimon's
Mishnah. Which one are we taking out now?
What we're saying is that Rav Meir is the Shita of the town.
No. That's not what we're saying. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
No, you fell into a trap, which I set inadvertently. I love to set those traps intentionally, but tonight I just set them in unintentionally. Again, let's see it inside. Asi Echida Dehacha. The case in Zvachim by Karbonos, which is a Shitas Yochid, meaning Rabbi Shimon, who says that one is allowed. I fell into my own trap. Scratch that. Asi Echida Dehacha Hacha, of course, in Aramaic means what?
There.
This is a Hacha, which in Hebrew, in our Aramaic, means here. And there Aramaic means there, right? The case over there, which is the Shitas Yochid Rabbi Shimon, Kistama de Taman, is like the Gemara didn't switch yet. Ochan Aramaic can mean either or. Taman Aramaic can mean either or. At this point, Asir Chidah Da'acha means the Shita Asachin Armish, which Rabbi Shimon who says you can cook Shemitah and Truma together, is Kistama de Taman, like the Stamish over there, because over there, the Gemara takes out the words Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The words Divrei Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Shimon holds you allowed to put Truma and Karbonas together. That appears best as Divrei Rabbi Shimon, but it there appears, in their Gemara at least, as a Stam, without any attribution. V'chidah da'acha. And here Hacha means Zvachim. And the Chidah, the Shitas Yachid there in Zvachim, which is the Shita Rav Meir, that one is prohibited from mixing Truma and Karbanos together. It's Stam Tamon. It's like our Stam Mishnah. Because our Stam Mishnah says you're not allowed to mix and match Truma and Shemitah. Ella, so how do we reconcile the two? Stam Hacha, the Stam Mishnah, meaning in Zvachim, where it says that
our problem is that we don't like the fact that it's the Stam, that the Stam
Mishnah is still reconciled, because the Stam Mishnah by us says you can't mix Truma and Shemitah, and the Stam Mishnah over there says that you can mix Truma and Karbanos. Both cases where the Chashash should be the same, then you're going to end up causing a loss to Truma. So it says,
one is liquid and the other solid,
you won't make a difference. Not as far as I can think of in any event. El Estama, not as far as the Gemara doesn't use that distinction. El Estama, the really, the Stamishna over there in Zvachim, that's is like Rabbi Meir, the Taman is like Rabbi Meir by us, who says that, again,
it's
Osir. Rabbi Meir, Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon. Since that's the case, Rabbi Meir, Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we go like the Stamishna by.
No.
I think I got it wrong again.
Rav Shimon Matur is here. Yeah, I know. Did they have that? Did our Gemara have Rav Shimon Matur in our Mishnah?
Yes.
Oh,
El Stama de Hacha.
Rav Meir is usually not there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. El Stama de Hacha. No, I got mixed up again. This Hacha goes back to the other direction. El Stama de Hacha, meaning the Stam Mishnah. El Stama de Hacha, the Stam Mishnah in Shvius. Here's Shvi Hacha in Shvius. Is our Meir de Taman? Is our Meir over there? In Zvachim, and therefore we don't paskin like him, because our Stam Mishnah, which says that you're makbid not to mix and match Truma and Shemitah together, it's really like a mayor over there who holds that you're not allowed to mix and match Karbonos and Truma together. Rabbi Shimon, Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we paskin Rabbi Shimon, the one is allowed to mix. Rabbi Yasser said, Ishtailis Lilan the Rabbi Bay Rabbi Yanai. I asked those from the house of Rabbi Yanai. Brahmin, they said, Nehigin Havan Vivashlin, Al Yad, we used to cook a very little amount at a time, Va'ochlin, and eat it. What does that mean? So he says that we used to cook a very little bit of Shemitah and Truma together at the same time and eat it. In that case, we weren't suspect that the Truma wouldn't get eaten because we ate it on the spot. We didn't leave any leftovers. Says Gemara, my kedol. What's that loche? What's the bottom line? Halach kremer taman halos are kremer over there. Do rabbanan dachlu is rabbanan over here, which means that one is not allowed to mix truma and shemitah fruit together. Okay, it's because of a beer issue. So after all said and done, to machlokas tonight we pass in l'chumra.
Like
kremer in our mishnah, right? Because here it's brought down as a stam mishnah, right?
Right.
Okay. The last thing always becomes Shemitah. Vapriyatma also, the fruit itself remains also. Tani, we learned about it. So, Kate, so what are we referring to? Lokach peir shvius basar. Let's say you use Shemitah fruit in order to buy meat. Elav elam is bar mishvius. So, both the fruit and the meat must be eradicated from your household in Shemitah. Lokach basar, the dog, basar dog. Let's say you use the meat to buy fish. yatsa basar, so the meat loses its status as shemitah fruit, v'nit pusu dogim, and the fish get that status instead. Lokach dogim b'dogim shemen, if you use the fish which are now kodesh b'kedusha shemitah to buy oil, yatsu dogim, then the fish lose their kedusha v'nifas shemen. And the oil gets the kedusha.
We've had this before. It's always the first and the last.
Right. This is actually in the Bavli in Sukkah. I'm not sure. I don't recall offhand where else it is.
Yeah,
he brings down in Bechoros. Sha'achron achron nitpas b'shvius. More recent, right? Each and every last kamari, first kamari, last kamari, always becomes shmita. Our priyatz ma'aser, as it says here, the fruit itself is aser. Bamei Rabbi Yochanan, the answer Rabbi Yochanan to the following question: shvius ma'aser teitz in derech chilu. So conversation is almost verbatim in the Bavli in Masechet Sukkah. Can you redeem Shemitah as you redeem anything else, like redeem Maaser Sheni? Mechala Maaser Sheni, you redeem it on the money which you have in your pocket, you do the same thing with Shemitah. So he said, V'lamalo, why can't you do it? Of course you can do the same thing. So you can redeem the Kedusha Shemitah, assuming it's a subordinate secondary Kedusha, by just passing it on. Says Gemara of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, no. One cannot redeem the Kedusha Shemitah El Derech Mechira, only if you sell it does it fall off again, not of the first and last, but of all the middle stages. Masnisa Messiah, then we have a brisa which supports each opinion here. Masnisa Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, what's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan? Says that Chilu works, that I will learn called Mashiach Biyo, the most midme Shvius, anybody who has Shemitah money, who wrote to Chalon Al Isoso, and he wants to redeem the money on his dough, Mechalalin, it says you're allowed to redeem it. It's Nisim Messiah, Rabbi Lazar. That's a riot for Rabbi Lazar as well. The time we learned to buy some Mishesh, or sell him a Shvit, somebody who has a seller of Shemitah money, who wrote to Likach Lo Chaluk, and he wants to buy himself a shirt, and he can't pay for the shirt with Shemitah money. What does he do? Holy Chetzel Chenvani Arogeletzel. He goes to a storekeeper. Who recognizes him, who knows him. Vayamalon, he says to him, Tell him his payers. Give me the value of this coin in fruit. Who knows Saint Lo, and then he gives him the coin. Who knows Vuomerlo, and the storekeeper says, I repair us all in the Sunil Khomato, you know what? Here, have the fruit for free. So it says, Lord, what do we see here? For sure. Chenvani Omerlo, I repair us, I'm sorry. Chenvani Omerlo, and then getting back to the storekeeper says, I don't know if I made this clear. Let me go back a line. What he does is, so he goes to a storekeeper who he knows. Normally he says, give me this value of this coin in fruit. Who knows him? The storekeeper gives it to him. He says to him, the buyer says to the storekeeper, here, take this, these flowers back as a gift. And the chenvani then says to the storekeeper, then says to the buyer, here you have this as a gift, the seller. And you can use it to buy a shirt. Again, I'm not satisfied the way I made this clear, so let me say it outside. Let's say I want to buy a fruit shirt, and all I have is Shemitah coins. So I need from you, I need coins that I can use. Because I'm now to pay for the shirt or the jacket with Shemitah coins. So what do? I say, here. Here's a coin. Give me 5 pairs which correspond to that coin. But I don't buy the pairs yet. You give me the 5 pairs. Then might be getting a mix up of the case later on.
Okay. You give me the pairs back as a present. I give you the money back as a present.
Right. That's the point. Okay, I give you the money, you give me the pairs. Now the pairs Kedusha Shemitah, but the money doesn't.
Because it fell off.
Right, because it wasn't either the first or the last thing. Right? So the Kedusha of the money fell off. So now I go to you and I say to you, or rather, you come to me. And you say to me, here also is the fruit back. Pay me another time. So I guess he has the fruit. He has the money. and now we can go get the coat or the shirt. Is this clear at this point? I'm still not 100% sure. Let me explain one more time, because I'm not sure explaining it well. Here's the fruit. Here's the money. The fruit is not Kodesh B'Kusha Shviz. The money is. So I say, here's the money. Give me the fruit. Okay, I have the fruit. Now the fruit is Kodesh B'Kusha Shviz. The money is not. Okay? Now I say, you know what? Here's the fruit back. It's a matana. That's okay. I give you as a matana. In the meantime, I take the money back. You, the storekeeper, give me back the money as a matzono, not as a redemption. I can take this money and do whatever I want with it.
You're
stuck with Kedusha Shviz. But that's why it says Chenvani Aragilet, so that one which the Chenvani Yeshua is going to make up for the difference later on, some way, shape, or form. Let's see what the next one says. Rabbi Yochanan Shasi Cham Rabbi Yoi Prita. Rabbi Yochanan, in order to avoid the problem of paying for Shemitah wood or Shemitah fruit, when he went to the bar, he would first drink the wine and then pay. And he would pay after the wine was consumed. So that's a very interesting heter, because wine can only get kedusha shviyas as a chil, in lieu of when it's on a level playing field. Right. In other words, when I give you money for you giving me the wine, but if you first willing to give me the wine, let me drink down the glass, and then only afterwards I pay you, that money doesn't get kedusha shviyas, because by the time I'm paying you, there's nothing for it to take on, for it, so to speak, to draw as a magnet onto itself. Is that clear, Dr. Smith?
So, but you got possession of it by drinking it, by picking it up and drinking it.
That's how you got possession of the wine.
Yes.
But when I pay him, his money doesn't become Kaddish B'Kedusha Shviyas now. Because it wasn't given to kids with it. So therefore, he has to come up with a way in which it's not going to have Kedusha Shviyas on it. Okay? Ad Kedun, till now that works fine, Rabbi Yochanan, to Misamin, because the storekeepers trust him to pay after the fact. Or Shakal Adam, but other people, Lo Mishamnin, which are not trustworthy to pay after the fact. So Lo, what are they going to do? It won't work. So it says, "Mar Yaakov Barach b'Shem Rabbi Amunas Avuna Machvele Bahu Bahado Machvele." He showed him, or he pointed at Bahado Nasivle Bahado. He pointed at an individual. Well, actually, he himself did this. I apologize. Mar Yaakov Barach named Ravuna. He used to go like this. He used to hold the money in his hand. Go to the storekeeper. Go. I'm going to give you the money, but first, okay, so first he would drink and then pay, but in order to make sure a storekeeper trusted him, he would show him the money up front and indicate that his intent was to pay, but by the time he paid, of course, he had drank the wine already, and therefore there's no kedusha shviyas which devolved on the money. Okay, that's how we used to do it. Rabbi Yaakov, so that was me. Mechabila, but the other would pay, show the money with one hand, for Nesabah, don't take the cup with the other hand. Rabbi Chizkiah, Amarlei, Havli Kumoi. Rabbi Chizkiah, when he used to come to the store, he was less trustworthy by them. So the storekeeper would say, put your money on the table, so I can see the money. Mingodu, Amarlei, Havli Kumoi. So since he said, show me the money, so command loyevlein meishvias havi. So obviously the money was waiting until after the transaction was finished. At that point already he was not accepting shmita. The storekeeper was not getting the money directly for the wine, and therefore the money didn't get paid or kedusha shvias. Okay. What was that? Is that a sports thing or not a sports thing?
It was a movie about
an
agent for an athlete.
Okay. So anyway, that's a great idea. They would tell him, show me the money. Alright, new Mishnah. Let's do Halacha Ches. Ein lo chayavodim v'karkos v'beim v'tmeya midmei shvius. One is not allowed to acquire anything which is not edible for Shemitah money. If you did acquire a non-edible commodity for your Shemitah money, even if it's an animal, but it's a pig, you have to eat a corresponding amount of your property, of your food, with Kedusha Shemitah to correspond to what you gave for this other non-kosher animal, etc. A woman is mechuyah to bring two birds, one of which is, of course, an ola, so she can't eat that, and it says, you have to be able to eat. So if a woman brought kinei zavim, a set of birds, because she was zava, the kinei zavos, well, he was a zava, she was a zava, the kinei yoldos, and a set of birds for women who gave birth, midmei shvius, after you brought all this from Shemitah money, you aim of him. You can't bring this to any of this in Shemitah money. Maybe if you did bring these commodities which are inedible for Shemitah money, so then Yochel Kenegan, you have to eat a corresponding amount with Kedusha Shemitah corresponding to what you misspent on buying the stuff which is forbidden to buy during Shemitah. Says Maram Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Yasser said, Zosmer teaches us, a person is not allowed to buy a wife from Shemitah money because he's getting hanor from the Shemitah money, which is not eating. He's marrying. It's not eating. The locane, because if not, ma bin akon isha, ma bin akon shivcha, reason number one why we don't learn Yerushalmi, daf yomi, with women, what's the difference if you buy a wife or if you buy a slave? Well, it's not like this anymore. But in the old days, you couldn't buy a woman of any sort with Shemitah money because it's considered to be improper use. You're supposed to eat Shemitah money. Okay? Now let's go back to the Mishnah, please. Ein tzach in kelim b'shemen shel shvius. One is not allowed to rub vessels, pottery and such like, with Shemitah oil, obviously, because that's not using it to eat. Vim sach, if you did, yochel kenegdo, though you have to eat a corresponding amount. What if you took a hide and tanned it with Shemitah oil? So Glezamer Yidol Lake. Rebbe says you have to burn it. And probably Rebbe says the same thing in the Reisha. That a keli, if you couldn't get out all the oil, which is Shemitah oil, you have to burn it when the Zman HaBiur comes. So that's literally doing a biur. You really have to burn the commodity and substance. You have to burn the oil or burn the garments which are made from Shemitah fruit.
In the case of the pot, isn't it improving the pot so that you can use it for cooking?
Right.
So it's
even though it's improving the pot, it's not permissible. Right. Okay. On the level for Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, so they said in Rabbi Akiva. Well, I'm not sure if I read that line. Chachomim Omrim Yochel Kenegdo. He just opposite eats corresponding to what he gave to for these purposes of anointing with oil. Amel Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. So he said with Rabbi Akiva this machlokas. Said that if you have pie which is smoked in soaked in Shemitah oil, that you have to burn it. So on this he says, Omar lehem Rabbi Kiva said shtoku, be silent. Well, I don't even want to tell you what Rabbi Lezer say about this issue. It's an amazing thing. You never see this anywhere in Mishnah. Okay, says Mark. Mark's going to explain. Time learned Shemen Shel Shvius Shemitah in Chosim Velotan. If you can't use it to fortify a stove of any sort, below Sochim Bo Minal V'Sanal, can't use it to shine your shoes. So Adam is Ravo. A person should not anoint his foot V'Soch Minolo as long as the foot is within a shoe. But V'Soch He B'Sel Sandala or within a sandal, because then in essence you're also anointing the shoe or the sandal, which is forbidden. I will sag this rago, but first you can run your foot, but no satoch minola, then put your foot into your shoe, uto sandalo, or into your sandal. Vesach shemenu misagle, and you can anoint yourself with oil lavishly, as long as it's on your flesh itself. Misagle, it got me kutablaya, and then it can roll on the table. Veinochos, you don't have to be afraid of that. But you cannot put it on a marble platform, a marble table, in order to in order to roll yourself or use the oil, because some of it will get absorbed into the table. Shingamil Matir says either none will get absorbed, be a negligible amount, and therefore it's allowed to do this even on a table. Says Mara, do you have a header? Omar Lachem Ma V'chule? Okay. Ma but Rabbi Lez, what did Rabbi Lez say, which Rabbi Akiva didn't want to reveal? So naturally, Rabbi Akiva didn't want to reveal, but the Gemara, in its insatiable curiosity, they want to know what Rabbi Akiva said. And of course, this being Gemara, we have two options. Amar Rabbi Yasser said that Rabbi Akiva not want to reveal is that Rabbi Lez was extremely machmir. When he said he told Lake, he didn't mean that the garment which was suffused with truma oil should be burnt, or that the vessel which is suffused with truma oil should be burnt. No, he meant that's most of Shosu Ishi Sarfu. They should burn the guy for using Shemitah fruit in order to be the oil to anoint the vessel, right? That was one opinion, that was what Rabbi Lozo said, that he was too machmir. Rabbi Akiva didn't want to say it over. The reason Rabbi Akiva didn't want to tell it over because it's too great a kula. Because he said mutter. He said, well, even if you anointed a hide or a vessel with Shemitah oil, it still continues to be mutter afterwards. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah a minute. Another case in point. Vonamah Omer Lefana, they said you yet further and sit in front of him. Omer Rabbi Lezer, you say, Ochapas Kutim, somebody who eats bread from Kutim, from Samaritans, literally here, it's as if he's eating pig. So that's what they said in the name of Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, Shtoku, I'm going to be silent. But I don't want to tell you what Rabbi Lezer has to say about this issue. So what do you want to say? I'm Rabbi Yasser, react to the Gemara. Rabbi Yasser said, Zosimersis teaches us. What Rabbi Lezer says that this teaches us this halacha should also be so bito shamor, it's not allowed to marry the daughter of an amoritz. Now why is that? Because the kuti's bread is also because we're afraid he didn't take off challah. So too we're afraid if you marry an amoritz's daughter that she's not going to take off challah. So therefore our Mishnah we learn a great chumrah not to marry somebody who you're afraid is not going to take off the challah. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rav Acha Amar. I may Rabbi Lezer here too. We say Rabbi Lezer, that which Rabbi Akiva now want to tell over is a special kula Rabbi Lezer had. Rabbi Lezer said, "Chemton shel kutim la'achar pesa mutar miyad," that the chametz which belongs to Samaritans is mutar to pesa immediately. They don't keep chametz shel pesa. They immediately switch it over into commodity which is permissible to keep at that time. Okay, back to the Gemara Mishnah. Merchatshuska b'tevin. By the way, have we done two blad yet? Bana? We have to get them a base, right?
We have to get,
Chav Gimel Rav. We start on Chav Gimel Rav?
Yeah.
Okay, Mechad Shusok B'Tevin. If you have a bathhouse which is heated with hay, or bakash, or with straw, Shul Shviyas, Mutar Lichot Bo, what is allowed to wash in it? V'Mizchashiv, whoever, if he's a chashiv person, I raise a little yirchot, you can't wash in the bathhouse. And the reason why this is so, the Kabbalah brings out, is because then they're going to put in all sorts of herbs and spices to make the bath smell good, which might have Shemitah Kedusha to them. So in that case, it would be prohibited. Okay?
But the straw had Shemitah.
What?
Kedusha.
No. It's wood.
Oh.
The truth is, he brings down here, that even, he brings down another answer, probably a better one. That what it's to bathe oneself is like malugma. It's like making a bland bandage, which we said is permissible. Okay, assuming that it's a tree which is made for the purpose of.
That would be according to the Mandiyama, that we.
No, that malugma is always mutter. Kvisan rechitza were shalom. Even chachomim hold malugma is mutter. That's for.
You were saying that bathing is like malugma.
Bathing is like malugma, yes, but only to use wood for fuel, which normally would not have been used for food otherwise. So it's malugma wood intended for the purpose of malugma. Okay? Says Mara, harder to tamar b'ilin du musai. When are you allowed to use the bath, even if they're using Shemitah stuff to stoke it, when it's a public bath? But on b'ilin part to buy it, but if it's a private bath, then also it's forbidden because they're afraid they're going to add fire or add herbs and stuff to the fire for you who are there personally, and therefore we're afraid that they're going to use actual Shemitah stuff, bona fide. Says Mark for the disregard of Yitzchashim, if Adam showed Surah, if a person was an outstanding person, literally a person of form, a race of little Yerchutz, he's not allowed to wash. Says Gemara Kadad, in similar case, vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon Levi also means Lula Beis Guvrin. Rabbi Shimon Levi is going for Lula Beis Guvrin, but begin Mischei in order to take a bath, which is very far away. Shimon Lakish Havah Batra. It's a similar mice. Rabbi Shimon Lakish was in Batra. M'chamsu M'zafi Ba'adaf Ru Duditi. He saw that they were pouring libations for Aphrodite, who's Aphrodite, whose idol was in the bathhouse. Armelun, so he said, Lace Osir, I don't understand. How can they, in that case, how can they use the bathhouse? The bathhouse itself should become also, was using it for illicit purposes. Also, Shal Rabbi Yochanan, they came and asked Rabbi Yochanan what the story is. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishimin Yotzotak, Rabbi Yochanan, name Rishimin Yotzotak, and Dover Shirabi Nesar, since the bathhouse belonged to the masses, therefore the fact that some people brought their little carbon for Aphrodite, that doesn't answer the bathhouse on the masses. Yeah, we did have the number of the okay. Ninth parak. Piga. These are obscure vegetables which are not generally eaten, or at least not generally cultivated, and therefore they have no bona fide Shemitah. Okay? Pigam, Virzuvin, Ashotim, Vachala, Glugos, Kuzbar, Shibaharin, that's a type of coriander, which is in the hills, Vakarpas, and a type of, green, which is in the river, Vagag, or Shalofer, another type of vegetable, Peturim, Mena, Masters, they're exempt from Meister, because they're all Hefker. And, Kochim, Kolim, Mashiach, goodbye from anybody during Shemitah, because there's no assumption of Bior, because they're all Hefker. Shein, Koyotim, Nishmar, nothing of that sort is safe kept by anybody anywhere in the world unless they're absolutely insane and they're the type of people who also would collect stuff which cultivate stuff which has no inherent value to it. Okay? Rabbi Chaga said, now off on a tangent. Rabbi Chaga said the word serugin, the word chalag lugos, which appears in our Mishnah, and those are two words and also a concept. Mi gadol, who's greater than another person, the person who's chokma, wiser, or bishonim, or smarter, or older than another person, who goes first through a door for a kibbutz, etc. So, we approach the shaila. It's rachas l'chavraya. Chaga said, I asked my buddies what to do. Armin, and they said, Nesum Nishol Ilan Debe Rebbe, let's go ask the people in the house of Rebbe, they'll know all the answers. So, Mishol, they went to the house of Rebbe to ask. The Yotza Shivcha Mishol Beis Rebbe, a certain maidservant came out from the house of Rebbe, Varmalan, she said to him, He Kansul Lashonim, come in the oldest first. So we see that we give cover based on age before wisdom. Armin Yeo Pahal Kadmoi, Yeo Pahal Kadmoi. So she said, first let so-and-so go in, let the other guy come in. Shon, Eilin, Kitin, Kitin. So she saw them coming up in bunches. Armelen, so she said to him, Bibnei Ma'atem, Nichlasim, Serugin, Serugin, why are you coming in spurts? So from this we learned so far two of the three things, two words. Serugin means in bursts, one after another. And Chaloglugos is a type of we just learned Serugin so far, and Migada B'chochmo V'shonim, who's greater, and we said a person who's older is granted more respect.
Serugin in Baba Kama is like every other, you skip one.
Right, but here I don't think you skip one. I mean, they all went in, but here it just means they went in and burst. So Armor Lent, so she said to me, Name Atan, Serugin, why are you coming in Serugin? So here we see that how you know that Serugin means in burst. Chad. Now, finally, the third question, which we had, Chad the Bay Rebbe, Havel Toim Parperchanim Begulse. Certain individual from the house of Rebbe was carrying a vegetable called Parperchanim in his gulse, I guess is his hat. No, in his belt. Venophilmne, they fell from him. Amrale, so this Shifcha said to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, my master, Nispazu Chalaglugusecha, your Chalaglugos, which he says here is the English spice purslane, which I don't know exactly what that is, type of spice, So it's scattered all over the place. So we know from this, all three questions were answered even before they entered Rebbe's house by the Shivcha-based Rebbe. Because now they know that Serugin means a burst, Chalaglugos means purslane, and that who's greater, the person who's older, they, he gets precedence in going through, etc., etc. Okay? Mao Karpas Shibinaharos, what's Karpas in the rivers? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Petrol Silni Nun, which is parsley. Why is our Eseo and Ezev Kornis, which are similar in nature, why are they not mentioned in our Mishnah? Shlo Tamar Eil Nishmar B'chotzer Chayovim Veil Nishmar B'chotzer Peturim. You know, you shouldn't draw any artificial distinctions, which you would have to draw otherwise. That you have to say that these, if they're Nishmar in the Chotzer, they're Chayev. And these, if they're Nishmar, even the Nishmar in the Chotzer, they're growing under lock and key, so to speak. In Chotzer, they're still Potter because nobody grows them while, and therefore, nobody grows them domesticated, and therefore, even if they're nishmar in the chotzer, they're still exempt. El elu ve'elu. So there are no distinctions made, and therefore we'd say like this: both these commodities, hay nishmar in the chotzer, if they are safe kept in a courtyard, chayovin, they're chayv in shmitah. V'shelo tomar, and on the other hand, that you shouldn't say el nishmar begina chayovin, ve'el nishmar begina pturim, that these, if they're safe kept in the countryside. They in the gardens, they are required to have the limitations of Shemitah fixed to them. Ve'el nishmar begina pturim, these are exempt. So elu ve'elu, therefore we didn't differentiate. We said rather both of them, avin nishmar begina, even if they are being safe kept in a courtyard, pturim, they are exempt from Shemitah and all that. If that's the case, if they're all exactly similar halachas, why only just mention not the other stuff which could have been mentioned as cases where they're exempt from Shemitah? So Shlo Tomar Hova Romini Malon is Roy Nevoimin Isur Yisurin. So in order, in our Mishnah, we're bringing all sorts of subcategories of stuff which generally is Nishmar. But these specific subcategories are not Nishmar. And since they're not Nishmar, therefore they're not susceptible to Kedusha Shvius. So in these, there's a special Chiddush. That's why these were enumerated here as opposed to any other one, right? So again, Shalotomer Hovro Minim Alon Yisroim. Do not say just because most of these types are planted, Uvoin at Minosar, and therefore they are safe kept by the people who are safe keeping them improperly during Shemitah and Avera. Therefore, I'll say you as Surin that these men's Mitzvah and Mitzvah should be Osar. Lufum Kain, Sarachlamein, Marat Mutar, and that's why I say that they are permissible. Okay? In other words, that specifically our cases that are mentioned in our Mishnah were questionable ones, were controversial ones. That's what they're mentioned in order to make that clear. Now let me make that clear myself just a little bit before we go on. What has Kedusha Shvitas or Shvitas? Only vegetables which are generally safe kept. If they're not generally safe kept, so then they don't have Kedusha Shvitas. It happens to be if they were safe kept and they become also altogether, they become Shomer. Except according to Chazon Ish, that's what we said a few minutes ago. Chazon Ish and the Badats of the Machlokas, what actually was Shomer, right? Does it become also altogether, he can still eat it. So that's Shomer Mamish. But be that as it may, by Shomer Mamish, the basic criterion that someone should have Kedusha Shvius is that it should be Shaykh to the Parsha of Shimur. Now, the question was by these things, so some of them, the things we mentioned, which are not mentioned in our Mishnah, they're never Nishmar. That's Pashat that they're Mutter. Right? The things mentioned in our Mishnah sometimes are Nishmar and sometimes aren't. In other strains of that category, they are Nishmar. In this strain, they're not Nishmar. Therefore, we're telling you that in this strain, they're permissible. Okay? And one thing, again, which I want to stress, which is it doesn't depend whether it's in the Chotzer or the Gina. It depends whether it's Nishmar here or Nishmar or not, and therefore each vegetable is going to have various different parameters of Bior and when the Bior is. Okay? There's no general overriding principle. We're just speaking here in generalities. Okay? Says more further. Maushu Asur Mishum Smichim. What happens if these stuff, the kind of stuff mentioned in our Mishnah, grows in your grain fields? Do I consider it to be Smichim, which means stuff which goes in on its own during Shemitah, which is Asur?
So it says, when the Shemini Mead, they'll learn from the final case. It's seen we learned over there. You don't mare Svichei Charda Mutorin. Any type of mustard which grows wild is permissible. Lomar Ela Shalom Nech Shadu Aleim Over Aver. Why pick mustard? Because people don't plant mustard. There's enough wild mustard growing, people don't have to plant it. Velu Elvenol Nech Shadu Aleim Over Aver. Well, so too. So similar things as those mentioned in our mission, which are similar to mustard, and that people are not suspect to go and plant them. Therefore, I say that even if they grew in the middle of a grain field, where it looks like they're being cultivated, they don't have the Isur Svichim, and one is allowed to eat them during Shemitah. Okay, one is allowed to use them during Shemitah. Are we up to three blot yet?
Three?
I mean two. Sorry.
Yeah.
Two. Where's the next...
There's next break.
Yeah. Is there two dots coming up?
Two dots about...
I mean, I have a break here, but is there an actual two dots coming up? Where are we up to? Show me.
We're about the third line at the top.
Let's go. Okay, so let's go for it. Let's go back to Mishnah. Okay, let's go back to Mishnah. We're so spectacularly behind. Today's plan is what? I have it here. I think it's supposed to be in Shumas. Yes. The first day Sukkot is supposed to have started Shumas. Where Laman Aleph is the last, so we're more than a week behind it yet. Today's Chaf. They are supposed to be in Davov and Trumas.
Wow.
Oh, Trumas is a small blot. Okay, came back to Mishnah for a minute. Rabbi Yomer Svichei Charda Mutorin. So Shada Rabbi can go a little bit overtime. It's already a little bit overtime. You go a lot overtime. Rabbi Yomer Svichei Charda Mutorin. Svichim of Charda are permissible. Do you see that in the Mishnah? Why? Because Shalom Echshu Aleim Ove Aver. They grow what people don't cultivate them. So they're not cultivated. So therefore, the prohibition of Svichim doesn't apply to them. Svichim is stuff which might be cultivated. So therefore, the stuff which goes wild is also as well. But nobody cultivates Chardal. Shomer Kol Svichim Mutarim. All Svichim are Mutar. Chutz Misvichim Kruv, except for cabbage Svichim. Shein Kaitz Mem Yarok Osoda, because there's nothing similar to them in the vegetables of the field. And more will explain what that means. Chachomer Mim. I'm saying this way, Paskin, call us Svichim Asurim, all Svichim are prohibited, regardless. Now, that doesn't preclude Rabbi Yehuda, so we'll see immediately in the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedun Zaro Shelchardo. Mustard seed we know is permissible. What about Yarko? What about the mustard vegetable? Bet you didn't know there was a mustard vegetable. Neither did I. Live and learn. So, Efshar Meimar Zaro Mutar.
Only about seeds?
Yeah.
Plant?
The plant is full of seeds. It's like sunflower seeds. Okay? So Sesmar, Efshar Meimar Zara Mutar, if you consider, well, I don't know if you have this line exactly the way I have it, but the way my line reads, can you possibly say what you would say? It's possible to say Zara Mutar. Its seed is permissible. Yarko Lokoshke is not a kavachomer, that its vegetable, which is less significant, is mutter as well. And we have a proof for this. Rishim ben Lokesh Hava b'chukok. It was in the region of Chukok. Chamsu megalgin b'anin charadol. He saw them dealing with mustard seed there. Nafal minei. So he saw one mustard fall down. V'ilo nosiv lei, and the fellow did not pick it up. Omar, so he said, man, the meisli chardlo, if somebody ever brings me mustard during Shemitah, on a Mari Rabiuda, I go to Pascha Rabiuda, that there is no svichim, because I see it's not choshim, nobody bothers to cultivate them, they don't even bother to pick it up and it falls down, so therefore mustard must not be in the parameters of the prohibited svichim. Okay? Says more, Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Hore Rabbi Chunyo de Min Chavron, Bebeis Chavron, Rabbi Chunya from Chavron Paskin and Chabes Chavron Keod, like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Svichim of Mustard are Mutter.
Rabbi Chananya, Hore Lepipore Besvichei Chardal, Rabbi Chananya Paskin in Sipori fry by mustard, like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a kula, Ukebeitza, but by Beitza Shnola Biyantif, like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a chumra. Now, Beitza Shnola Biyantif means if an egg is born, and if an egg is laid on Yontif, it's also on the next day when the next day is Shabbos. Okay? Like our case, if an egg is laid on Friday, Simchas Torah, it's Osir on Shabbos, which comes afterwards. That's how we paskin for them. Okay? So, all Rabbi Yochanan, the Darsh Karabon and the Acha. So, Rabbi Yochanan came into town, into Beis Chavron, to Tzipori, and paskin like Rabbanan that mustard Tzvichim are Osir, and Karabonan Taman, and like Rabbanan that a Beit Shnol the Beyontiv is Mutter on Shabbos. So he paskin the exact opposite. Rabbi Abba bar Zminam b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Abba bar Zminam b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Mi kamei ilin tarte milin milaya because of these two psakim. Nachse Rabbi Yochanan min Tzipori. The fair Rabbi Yochanan was kicked out of Tzipori, and he went to Tveria because he paskin against Rabbi Chanina, who seems was the posik in Tzipori. Okay, says more Omar masisun lu. Agabe Ahun Dayana Saba, what am I, my Sisun Lee, what am I going to do there in that town by that old judge, the E Anashari, who also, if the I matter something, he asks it on us, or if I ask something, he's matter it, and therefore I'm leaving Tzipori, where Rabbi Chanina is, packing up my bags, and moving to Tveria, where I can pass it on my own. Rabbi Abba, Asa Uvdo Kum Rabbi Asa. A case came from Rabbi Asa. Ubol Mevet Uvdo Rabbi Yochanan. One passed to Rabbi Yochanan, who was Matir Beit Shnol the Beyond of on the Shabbos, which came precedes it. Not precedes it, follows it. Kachama the Rabbi Rabbi Chanina Palotarvei and Pligin. When he heard the Rabbi Rabbi Chanina both Aser Sarimine, he removed himself from the case and refused to be Matir it. Where do we have such a case? There's a machloka, shiore psila. What if you have a candle which you lit on Shabbos? This is where Shabbos follows Yontif. Same idea. Yontif follows Shabbos. Same idea. Yontif following Shabbos and Shabbos following Yontif. It's no difference, okay? But he happens to be talking about a case here where Yontif followed Shabbos. And he lit candles on Shabbos. And the wicks burned down, but not completely. Now, the next day, Yontif, you want to use those wicks, which are muktzah on Shabbos, right? Can use them now. Shar psila, shar medula, leftover bonfire. Shar shem, leftover oil. Shakova Shabbos, which all went down Shabbos. Ma'ol alikum b'yontif, can use them on the next day, which is Yontif. So Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, Tarvayin Omron also, they both said it's forbidden. You're not allowed to do so. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutar, Rabbi Yochanan says it's permissible. Now, what's the comparison between the cases? Amar Rabbi Muna, I don't think you have this gear, so. But Amar Rabbi Muna, come Rabbi Yudan, Man of Chulon, Psila Gabe Beitza. Who turned our wick into an egg? We're talking about eggs, we're talking about wicks. What's the comparison? So he said, no. So he said, since we saw a parallel between that the rabbis made between the two cases, this teaches us, he adah, they are the same case, meaning that there's a special issue here called Hachana de Rabba. The Chazal forbade, it's based on a pasuk, but I think if I recall correctly, Masech de Beitza, pasuk and Asmachta. Chazal forbade that Yontif should appear for Shabbos or Shabbos for Yontif. It's Osir. Okay? That which, now, there are certain cases which it's Mutter, Erev Tavshilin, Ochel Nefesh, things like that. But generally speaking, by an egg which is laid on Yontif before Shabbos, you can't use the next day. That's called a Chana de Rabba. Yontif cannot be Mechin le Shabbos. And vice versa, Shabbos can't be Mechin le Yontif. So that the Isser of Chana de Rabba is the same in both directions and applies whether it be to an egg or to a wick, which is burning in a candle on Shabbos. If it burned down on Shabbos and left something, you can't use it on Yontif. That's a Chana de Rabba. The 2 days cannot prepare one for the other and vice versa. So that's why the issues are parallel, and therefore you find a chumra in one, we have to be machmer in the other. Tanim, let me shumar, Buzz Kedemon, the name of the four elders, they said, a different case, but we're bringing it down because it's correlated. Let's say you put in an Erev Tchumin for the first day Yontif. And Nevich got eaten on the first day Yontif. So you don't have it anymore on the second day Yontif, right? On the second day Yontif, you're like the other people in your city. This is true also if Yontif follows Shabbos or Shabbos follows Yontif. The same idea. As long as the Erev is not there the second day, you know, when the second day commences, you don't have the Erev for the second day. Ravuna B'Shem Rav said a little Karbus Geinim. Now this is difficult. Rav Chista Boy asked the Kasha. Michlefa Shitosi the Rav seems to be a contradiction in Rav. Tamanov Aleshtei Kedushos. By Achana the Rabbi, he said, one day cannot prepare for the other day. The Beit Shalom the Beyantim is also in Shabbos and vice versa, right? So if that's the case, V'kar Ava Hu Ava Le Kedushos. You're saying Shir now?
No, 6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 o'clock, okay. A few hours, right? And here he makes it one Kedusha, meaning that, I'm sorry, Tam and Ovel Shtei Kedushas by the Erev Tchumen, it's two separate Kedushas, right? That if it's laid on one day, it's not good for the second day unless it's still actually extant. But here, by the case of Achana de Rabba, by the case of the wick and the egg, so we said that which is usher on one day because it's part and parcel of the candle cannot be used then on the other day, or the beitz which is nulled on Yontif cannot be used on Shabbos and vice versa. So what's as we learned, these spalgun sharip see the leftover wicks, shara madura leftover fires, shara shem leftover oil, shakov will be Shabbos, which will be burnt out on Shabbos, Miley can be able to be allowed to burn them on life and then Yontif. Rav, Rabbi Yechiel Tarvein, Rami, they also both said it's also. Rabbi Yochum Bar Mutar, Rabbi Yochum said it's permissible. So, how do we reconcile the two Ravs? We're still on the same track as before. Amrai, Mana Kumir, Rabbi Yadon, Mana Cholulam, Silo Gabi Beit, who turned our wick into an egg. We said Miman Velam and Chamrin V'Rabbana Medamulah. Since we saw the rabbis compare the two, Adamra Hiada. So they're both the same case. Now the Gemara doesn't seem to answer it, but the way he says the Kavanaki that Rabbi Mona is coming in fact to answer the question, and he's saying that in terms of Achana, there's two issues here, which is. One issue is the issue of whether the 2 days are the same. And they're not. And therefore, you had an Erev Tchumen for day one, it doesn't help for day two. Unless it was physically accident by day two. The other issue is the issue of Achana de Rabba. And Achana de Rabba is applicable even if they're not the same Kedusha. Even if they're two separate Kedushos. That's the Takonas Chazal. Shabbos cannot be Mechen for Yontif, and Yontif cannot be Mechen for Shabbos. Unless, of course, as we said before, you've left him and put an Erev Tavshilim before Yontif, which case in certain areas, Yontif can be Mechen LeShabbos. But that's the bottom line. But the way he's learning this, Rabbi Mona Kumi Rabbi Yudan said that, although I don't see it in the Gemara, the way he's saying it is that the two separate days, and that's why an Erev Tchumen for one doesn't work for the other. But, nonetheless, what we say is, that vis-a-vis Achana de Rabba, special issue in and of itself, one day cannot prepare for the other day, therefore the wick, which burned down on Shabbos, or the egg, which is born on Shabbos, cannot be used on Yontif, and vice versa, and so on and so forth. Okay, do you have a two dots yet? Did we get to two dots? What?
We just hit a two dots.
We just hit a two dots? Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight.
Can I raise a question? I know the shear is etched in